Kurt and Kate Mornings, not just on the radio.
It's a podcast, too.
You took me on a tour of the boutique that you manage. It is so nice. It is great.
One of the things I love about it is I see moms come in. We give a tour before they decide to participate in Life Steps. And I literally see like a little weight lifted off of them. And I hear, oh, it's so cute. Oh, it's so nice. But I think it's that picture that they know they're going to get the support they need with even practical things.
Yeah. And it's interesting the items that you guys get in. I would think that maybe baby formula would be a hot item, but not as much as clothing.
Right. As I tell a lot of our parents too, that the top three things that people shop for are diapers, wipes, and clothes. And we have a lot of other things as well, but those seem to be the top three.
When you go in there, it's kind of like, hey, I'm going shopping. Mm-hmm. I don't have to spend any money, but that's the feel that I got in there because you can kind of browse a little bit and look around. And there again, it's just a very happy place.
Yeah. We want it to look like a store. And while we do accept gently used items, we want them to look as new as possible. These families are not paying us with money, but they are paying us with their time and their attention during the Life Steps lesson. So, yeah, getting to go shop and help them in those practical ways is really big.
Okay, so when we are asking folks to bring things by, obviously, or even we've got it set up where you can purchase some of these items on Amazon.
Right.
And that would be a great idea. If you're not in the area, you can't come by, again, text BABY to the Kurt and Kate hotline. We'll send you out a link so you can do that. Baby to 888-777-6810. So if people actually do choose to go the Amazon route, they'll purchase these items. They will be shipped here.
Yes.
They're going to end up in the boutique, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes.
Wow.
And items go quick.
You may have a good problem, and that is you don't have enough room for all the stuff.
That's what I hope. I really do. Yeah. I hope that. Because right now, we have a little closet in this room where we store the diapers because our store is a little bit small. But like right now, I'm out of size 4 diapers. There's none.
Size 4, right, none at all. Did you hear that, guys?
Yeah.
Maybe you could stop at the store.
Yes.
And you're in Lakeland and you could cruise by here. Size 4 diapers.
Yes, size 4. I have to say that we do tend to prefer Pampers and Huggies. That's what we're asked for the most. And I think it doesn't matter what your income level is. I mean, those are the top two, but it's also their top two trusted brands. So people aren't asking just to get the most expensive diaper. That's what they trust. So yeah, we prefer Pampers and Huggies, but we don't have to have just that in a diaper.
Right.
As a help.
And whatever anybody wants to give, I mean, it's the heart that's most important.
Yes.
And you can see that when people drop off their items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about, the pack and plays and the baby gates and stuff like that?
Yeah. I only have one baby gate right now, but those are very helpful. You know, when we've had children ourselves, we want them out of certain places so we know they're safe. So baby gates are a big deal. The pack and plays, and then I call it a miniature crib because we do have a lot of families that are living with a family member or a friend, and so then they don't have a lot of space. So they need the full-size furniture can be great, but many of our families are in smaller homes.
Yes.
So the pack and plays, and there is such a thing as a miniature crib, and it's a little bit bigger than a pack and play, but not the full-size crib.
Wow, I didn't even know that. That's cool.
I've learned a few things.
That's cool. And so if you hear folks in the background, that's because it's a party here.
Yes,
and
it is.
It's just the way we want it to be.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about these pictures, Rebecca, of these little ones and their names. And these are lives saved.
Absolutely. And it's such a joy to me when we finally decided to do this. You know, after we said earlier, if we had all the babies saved from 37 years of serving here in Lakeland, we would have covered the walls twice over. But these are big, beautiful portraits. Each one was a mother and or father who walked through these doors planning for abortion, but then chose life. And we put them up with their names and their birth dates because we want to celebrate that they were born. Because had they not walked through these doors, they may not be here. And it's just such a gift to see their precious faces and just be thankful for what God is doing here.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. We can talk about the issue.
Yeah.
But we really need to share the stories.
Yeah.
And to see the faces.
Yeah.
as well as the stories. Mm-hmm. That's what you'll see if you come by here at A Woman's Choice. God is big time at work. Rebecca, is it okay if we just kind of ramp things down a little bit here and have Jamie share her personal story?
I think it would be a great idea.
All right, Jamie, what's your backstory?
Well, thank you, first of all, for giving me an opportunity. It's important to know that there's over 2,500 pregnancy clinics across the nation. And many women and men, we can't forget the men that are volunteering and working at the clinics, have been personally impacted by abortion. And what I mean by that is they have made abortion decisions, myself included. I found myself in high school, bad relationship, a relationship I should not have been in, and found out I was pregnant. My biggest fear was telling my dad, disappointing parents can really paralyze you, and you make decisions out of fear, as I did. And I went into the abortion clinic, and I had an abortion. I was young, and it was not for myself. It was not a good experience at all. Afterwards, I fell into a deep depression. I stopped eating, couldn't have any type of relationship whatsoever, but stayed in the worst one and got pregnant again. And out of that shame I was feeling, guilt, I made another abortion decision. And so finally repented and came to Christ in that shame and suffering. And many men and women who might be listening today maybe have never shared their story with anyone, because it's something you hold so close to yourself.
Yes,
because you don't know who to turn to, don't know where to go. Think of the pregnancy clinics as a sanctuary, in a sense. We are a safe place for those that are seeking abortion before they make a decision, but also for those of us who have already made abortion decisions. There's hope and healing. God is bigger than all of that. It's what the cross is for. Come to the cross. Come to us. We are here for you. We are waiting with open arms for anybody who is still suffering in silence, or maybe you have healed after your abortion and you want to help others. We are a great place for you too.
This is so very important, because the way the Lord uses our stories and the way He uses Christian radio is, well, we see it all the time. We have a front row seat for this, in the way He connects the dots. So I have no doubt that there is someone who is listening to us right now who is struggling in some way, maybe an abortion in their past, or maybe there is a woman who is listening right now who really is seeing abortion as a viable option.
Absolutely.
So whenever, Rebecca, you know this, whenever you're with us, my heart always goes out to these folks, because we just don't know. They need to know what the gospel is. They need to know that abortion is not the unforgivable sin.
Right.
It's tragic.
Yes.
It's horrible. But it is forgivable because of God's love and because of the power of the blood of Jesus.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I want to make sure that whoever's listening who's in that situation after they heard your story, Jamie, that they know that. This is not an easy story to share. And I thank you for doing that, because it's not easy.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity, because I know this is not about us. This is about the church coming together as a group and speaking love and truth to those that are hurting. And that's why we exist, to provide hope for a future, to be a light to those that are in a dark place. God can get in the pit with us and bring us out.
Thanks for listening to Kurt and Kate Mornings Podcast. Please take a minute to follow, subscribe, and review us. And no matter where in the world you are, you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on the Moody Radio app.